The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. It's time for the Business of Sports Minute, presented by Southern Company. Southern Company is building the future of energy for the customers and communities they are privileged to serve.
Ian Grimwade is with us. He is the GM of Atlanta National. And Ian, first of all, thanks for coming on for the Business of Sports. And second of all, if people aren't sure about Atlanta National, they'll get a chance to look at it this weekend, right?
Yeah, that's right, guys. Yeah, thanks for having me on. We have an open house this Saturday, a chance for people to come out and have a look at what we offer here at Atlanta National. You guys might know, I'm sure you've been around a few of the golf clubs around here. Atlanta National's been here since the late 80s. It's a Pete Dye, DB Dye collaboration, so it's the only Pete Dye design in Metro Atlanta. It's a fantastic golf course, always has been, I think, recognized as one of the best, one of the most challenging, but one of the most enjoyable walks in a golf course in Atlanta. So we've just completed a major renovation in our clubhouse. We've got a new bar, which suits me. It's a British-style pub, so I'm quite happy with that. I think I might have been sort of picked out partly because of that. I started here at Atlanta National 3 months ago. And we've got swing suites with simulators in them now and a fitness studio. So we've got a fantastic new clubhouse and the same challenges but fun golf course we've always had out here.
May I ask, how do you christen the opening of a bar that you're, very happy with?
It had to be with a pint of draft Guinness. You know that had to be the way. Yeah, we cut the ribbon last week with a board chair, and he did enjoy his pint of Guinness when we did that.
All right. So explain to people how the course plays regularly and how you guys are able to actually, and I'm not using the term trick it up, but when you have competition there at a higher level, what happens with a golf course over those periods of time?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question, because some people might be intimidated when they hear it's a Pete Dye design, because you see Sawgrass on the TV, and you see Kiowa has got the reputation of probably being one of the hardest golf courses that they play out there on tour. This week, of course, they're at a Dye and Nicklaus collaboration at Harbortown, which is a fantastic course. So we're a good challenging course. I think here, and it's been interesting for me coming here 3 months ago and playing it a few times now, getting to know the course better. It's reasonable off the tee. It gives you a chance off the tee now, but you've got to hit the greens. And if you miss the greens, you're going to be asked some questions to get up and down. But I think Pete Dye likes to do that, doesn't he? He likes to ask questions off the tee and give you a few things to think about. We have an island green par 3, the same as Sawgrass, or same style as Sawgrass, our 17th as well, which is a beautiful hole. It's just a really good collection of golf holes out here. I love the golf course. It's really good fun to play.
And as you said, Ian Grimwade is with us, the GM from Atlanta National. It goes well beyond just the course itself, which is fabulous. New restaurant, the golf simulators, the brand-new fitness studio, as you said, the bar, it is all there. And the open house is going to be happening on Saturday from 11 to 3, so you can go and see it for yourself.
Yeah, that's right. Just come along and see us this Saturday. You can sign up online at atlantanationalgolfclub.com, but we are open for anyone who's interested in membership. This is a private club, but come out and try some of our, we'll have some fish and chips out there, we'll have some of our food specials, we'll have some of the Guinness out there for you to try and have a look around a couple of clubhouse, maybe swing in the simulators. We've got the latest simulators from Foresight installed, so we can have a go on there. We'll do a closest to pin contest there, and we've got some membership offers for those coming out this weekend, this Saturday.
Hey, Ian, real quick, if a guy tells you he's a Ford, his club, and let's say I believe him, he's a Ford, his club, what are you at my club? What are you at that course? Like, to me, I know what being a four is. You can play, but tell people what it's like to take your wink-wink four on the road and go play a course you don't know.
Well, I think here at this course there is definitely some local knowledge, and it's really just about answering those Pete Dye questions when you're out here. So there is some local knowledge, and I'd say if you're coming out cold, that's probably going to be worth a shot or two. So because you need to know where to hit it, but also where to miss. This is going to ask you a few questions around the greens in particular. So I'd say it's worth a shot or two for a four handicap who's coming here cold. They would be well worth their while to have a practice round before whatever event they're going to come here for.
So, Ian, everybody's friendly in the South. Obviously, we are not originally from the South, and we were kind of like a novelty, our northern accent. So I've got to imagine that people have been very welcoming when they hear your accent as well.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing to have a Scottish accent in the golf business, I will say that. So,
yep.
I love the game. And actually, when I first came here to Atlanta in 93, it was my first trip over here. It was for golf. And I thought then that the topography in the city was really good for golf. You know, we're here in the sort of southern end of the Appalachians, and so we've got elevation change, we've got trees, we've got water. It's really, really great place for golf, and we've got that here. We're quite a rural setting, even though we're just half an hour from 285 up in Milton. It feels quite a rural course, and it's a walkable course as well, so you can get out there and enjoy the scenery. But not
hey, did people ask? Did people ask if this thing was real at a certain point? Like, is this? Do sometimes people think this is a work that you're working right now or no?
I do tell my wife when I'm going out on the golf course. I tell her I'm going to go work on the golf course. So yeah, it's you know, I did choose to get into this career. I came into this as my second career, and it was a choice because I love the game. And you know, being at the golf course, or you guys love what you do. Like, you're involved with sports, and you understand this. Just you know, doing something you love is a good thing. If I get a bit bogged down at my desk, I'll just walk out, maybe take a drive around the golf course, see how the members go putt for a while or chip for a while. Even play nine holes, so it's a pretty good place to take a break when you're here.
And see it for yourself. Like we said, it is happening, the complimentary membership open house this Saturday at Atlanta National, 11 to 3. You can visit AtlantaNationalClub.com to RSVP for that great Saturday at the club. Ian, a pleasure having you on. Hopefully we can talk again real soon.
Thanks a lot. Come see us, guys.
The Business of Sports Minute, presented by our friends at Southern Company. You can check out all our interviews at 680thefan.com, thepodcastpark.com, or on the 680 The Fan app. This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM, or download The Fan app.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.